भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयत् नस्तप्रायेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी. This morning we're reading from the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 30, entitled Description of Adverse Fruitive Activities, text number 2. Yam yam artham upadate yam yam artham upadate dukhena sukhahetave dukhena sukhahetave tam tam dhunoti bhagavan tam tam dhunoti bhagavan puman chochati yat कृते पुमान चोचति यत् कृते यम यम अर्थम उपादत्ते दुखेन सुख हेतवे थम थम दुनोति भगवान पुमान चोचति यत् कृते Yam yam, whatever, artham, object, upadate, one acquires, dukhena, with difficulty, sukha hetave, for happiness. Tam tam that. Dhunoti destroys. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Puman, the person. Sochati, laments. Yatkrite, for which reason? Whatever is produced by the materialist with great pain and labor for so-called happiness, the Supreme Personality, as the time factor, destroys, and for this reason the conditioned soul laments. The main function of the time factor, which is a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is to destroy everything. The materialists in material consciousness are engaged in producing so many things in the name of economic development. They think that by advancing in satisfying the material needs of man, they will be happy. But they forget that everything they have produced will be destroyed in due course of time. From history, we can see that there were many powerful empires on the surface of the globe, but that were constructed with great pain and great perseverance. But in due course of time, they've all been destroyed. Still, the foolish materialists cannot understand that they are simply wasting time in producing material necessities which are destined to be vanquished in due course of time. This waste of energy is due to the ignorance of the mass of people who do not know that they are eternal and that they have an eternal engagement also. They do not know that this span of life in a particular type of body is but a flash in the eternal journey. Not knowing this fact, they take the small flash of life to be everything, and they waste time in improving economic conditions. Any sane man who is in a sober condition. Can understand that there is a difference between the body and the soul. The body is simply a machine made of various material elements or chemicals. It goes through six kinds of transformation: birth, growth, producing some byproducts, deterioration, annihilation. You got them all?
No.
All right. There's birth, growth, existence, producing byproducts, deterioration, annihilation. So that which has a beginning, jatasya hi dhruvam mrityur dhruvam janma mrityasya cha, it also will have an end. That which is born will die. Therefore, there is absolutely no need to lament. Jatasya hi dhruvam mrityur dhruvam janma mrityasya cha tasmada pariharyerate na tvam sochitum arhasi, in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, in the verses somewhere between 10 and 30, Krishna repeatedly uses this phrase again and again, na tvam sochitum arhasi. There's no need for lamentation. The greatest mistake of modern civilization is to falsely identify the self as the body. The material world is in a constant state of flux or change. The material world is sometimes hot, it is sometimes cold. The material world is sometimes full of opulence and it is sometimes without opulence. There are so many changing circumstances that do not allow us to establish anything permanent here. But because people have no information of anything else, they compromise with the material energy and try to enjoy. Prahlad Maharaj tells us, Nate vidu svardhakatim hi Vishnu, that our real self-interest is to engage in devotional service to Krishna or Vishnu. We have an eternal relationship with God. We have simply forgotten that relationship. Krishna has not forgotten. He tells Arjuna, Natvevaham jatu nasam natvam neme janadi panachayvana bhadishama sarve vayamataha param. Both you and I and all these kings existed in the past, and we will continue to exist in the future. He says, both you and I have passed through many, many births, but I can remember all of them. You can't. So our problem is that we forget. We were originally with Krishna in the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada says that we are going back to Godhead. In other words, you can only go back to a place where you've already been before. We are marginal energy. Our nature is that we can choose Krishna's antaranga shakti or his bahiranga shakti, his external or his internal energy. Somehow, while we were in Krishna's association, we made a mistake. We chose to live independently of Krishna. It happens here in the material world. We see it all the time. Someone gets a nice situation, a nice home, nice material facilities, but they become envious of someone else, and that envy becomes the cause of their losing everything. I know a story about, it was told to me by Brahmananda. I don't know if you've heard of Brahmananda. He was Bruce Sharp, one of the very first devotees at 26 Second Avenue. So he was telling me how their father was very, very wealthy. In fact, they had a huge house, which formerly was the house belonging to the man who was the chairman of General Electric Company, which was the largest electric company in the world. And they had cars and money and everything. Their father was connected with the mafia. Anyway, he said that his father, being connected with the people that he was and having so much money, he developed a girlfriend. So Gargamuni told me that Brahmananda told me that his mother became so envious and so angry that she demanded a divorce. And it appears this man had influence in the court. So they got a divorce, but she got nothing. And she ended up living out her days in a motel. She had practically no place to live. Eventually she married a truck driver. And ended up with nothing. So, if she had just remained peaceful, she could have lived out her life in material luxury. So Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and he's enjoying with all his parts and parcels at every moment. If we become envious of him in any way, Krishna bahir mukha bhogavancha kare nikatastha mayathare japatiya dare. Immediately we have to leave the spiritual world. There's no room for envy. So Prabhupada explains that we fall from Goloka Vrindavan, we fall from the spiritual world, we come down to the material world, and after a long, long time, maybe we rise up and merge into Brahman. But because there's no shelter in Brahman, there's no ananda, there is Brahmananda, but there's a big difference between Brahmananda and Bhakti Ananda. Brahmananda is just like cessation of material pain. Shall I show you? I can give you a demonstration of Brahmananda. Have we done that before? Yeah, we did. Okay, we don't do it again. there's no happiness there. So one falls down from Brahman. So you may think, oh, I came from Brahman. But you don't remember that a long time before that, you were with Krishna. So whatever amount of time you spent here in the material world is just like the snap of a finger. In comparison to eternal time, even if we spend millions and millions of lifetimes, it's short. I told you the story of Subal, who was cursed by Radharani to take birth in the material world. So, Subal, being Krishna's favorite friend, he accepted the curse, but when he was leaving, he started to cry. He didn't want to leave Krishna. And Radharani, although she gets very passionate sometimes, she's also very merciful. So she immediately realized what she had done, and she said, "Oh, you don't have to go, Subal. That's all right. You can stay." And then Krishna said, "He'll just be gone for a moment." Because whatever amount of time Subal spent in the material world as King Shankachuda, on whatever other time, it was just flash in the spiritual world. So, the time that we are here, we think it's so significant. We live for 100 years and we're so proud. But I can show you trees, sequoia trees in California that live for 10,000 years. So you think, well, they're not people. But they have life. They go through 6 kinds of transformation. Maybe they experience life differently than you do, but they have life. So, whatever we do here in this material world, whenever I come across a verse like this, I remember one of my favorite poets when I was young. His name was Jimi Hendrix. I don't know if you So he said, "Castles made of sand slide into the sea eventually." Remember that song? Of course, his castle and Janus's castles did slide into the sea. Although he had money, he had fame, he had everything, but he was unhappy. Sometimes you go to the beach, maybe you go to Balaton, I guess, here, but people in Hungary go to Balaton, or they ever go to the ocean? No, they don't go to the ocean, they go to the Adriatic. I don't know if you have any beaches where there's a lot of sand, but in the tropical islands you get beaches with a lot of sand, Sand is different than these rocky beaches that I see here. Sand is like really small. You know the difference between sand and... You know what sand is, right? Okay. In some place they don't even know what sand is. So, in India you see all the time people will make a deity out of sand. They'll make a deity of Hanuman on the beach, or a deity of Ganesh or Durga right on the beach. So, somehow or other, Jimmy got the realization that you can build a beautiful castle on the sea made of sand. But the ocean, the tide is going to come in and wash your castle away. Everything that we do in this material world is going to be finished very quickly. And sometimes we have very elaborate dreams of material happiness, and we work really hard to realize those dreams. Only to see it destroyed in a few minutes. Just a couple of days ago, there was a huge earthquake in Turkey, not very far from here. Around 3,000 people dead, just like that. Tens of thousands of people homeless, just like that. But that won't happen to us, not us. But Krishna says, Mrityu sarva harascaham. I'm all devouring death. Kalosmi bhartarshaba. Time I am the destroyer of worlds. And I come to engage all living beings. So, people who say that there is no supreme, they have to realize the supreme as time. They say there's no God, there's no supreme, no controller. But then they're forced to get old. Nobody likes to get old. In fact, the biggest industry, practically one of the biggest industries in the world, is, let me ask the women if they know. Huh? Cosmetic industry, right? We asked you that question last time. When you walk into a big department store like Macy's, have you heard of Macy's department store in New York? The world's largest department store. It makes Tesco's look like your little small store here that you have outside of your... Macy's is huge. It takes up a whole city block. And many, many stories up. But the first thing you see when you walk into Macy's on the ground floor is ladies' cosmetics. Because everybody's trying to avoid old age. Anything to get rid of that little gray hair. Anything to get rid of those wrinkles. What people go through is incredible. Plastic surgery. I mean, even Michael Jackson had plastic surgery. You know, he actually had plastic surgery done. Did you know that? Huh? He has an apartment right next to our very close life member in downtown New York. So the wife of our temple president in New York is a fabulous cook. So this family, always when they come to New York, they have her over to cook for them. They're the wealthiest Indians in the world. So on this particular day, they had Michael Jackson over for dinner. And he came to dinner, and there was nobody. He knocked on the door, and there was nobody there to greet him. So she went to the door and opened the door, and he said, "Hi, I'm Michael." So she invited him in and sat him down in the living room and began to talk to him about Krishna consciousness. But she said he looked so bad without his makeup on. That album Bad was all about how he looks, actually. Actually, people try to avoid old age. They try to avoid death also, but it's not possible. Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, the material world is a temporary place full of misery. And you're going to meet Krishna either anukul or pratikul, either favorably or unfavorably, but you're going to meet Krishna. Try to understand some basic things about Krishna consciousness. Meditate on these basic things deeply and constantly. In your lives as devotees, there may be many challenging moments. There may be many moments that you feel anxiety or doubt. But always remember these basic things. Always remember that the material world is changing. One day you may feel unhappy, but the next day situation will change and you'll feel totally different. So, if you just keep your mind steady and fixed on devotional service and don't go anywhere, gradually, as you get older, you will begin to see a completely different picture. You begin to realize that your life is very short. Right now it's hard for you to realize it, because you're thinking, I have another 70, 80 years to live, or at least 60. How many of you are over 17 years age? How many are under 17 or under? Okay, one devotee back there. Okay, good. How many are over 20 years of age? Okay, still most of us. How about 22, 23? How many are getting less? Yeah. 25. How many are older than 25? Okay, less. How many are older than 30? Okay, I can count them on my hand. How many are older than 40? See, life begins at 40. How many are older than 50? Okay, three or four of us. And we're still young, right? So, when you start to get old, you see the world a little bit differently. And you become a little more sober. And you understand that at any moment, Prabhupada used to say, he would say, that at any moment I may die. He was 70 plus. And he used to remind us, I could leave at any moment. So, do not waste your time in dreaming about or in struggling hard to make a permanent situation in the material world. Get what you need to keep body and soul together. One person may need a little bit more than the next person. Don't be envious of anyone. There's no utility in that. There's no happiness in that. But whatever time you have left, focus on your spiritual development. I just got a letter from a disciple in Bombay. I could understand he was kind of thrilled a little bit. He said, Maharaj, today's my birthday. I'm 38 years old. So I wrote back, congratulations, you're 38 years closer to death. As I said, there's nothing to lament. Everything's temporary here and everything's eternal with Krishna. So let's go and be with Krishna again, that's all. Nothing complicated. We don't belong here. Prabhupada came over from India and reminded us. And now we just have to spend our final days becoming Krishna conscious. No big deal. Right? All we have to do is chant Hare Krishna, have no worries, be happy. Three instructions Prabhupada gave us. First instruction was chant Hare Krishna. Second instruction was have no worries. He said, have no worries. Okay. And be happy. Okay. One man that I'm corresponding with, he has a, what they call a tagline at the end of his letters. You know what a tagline is? Email tagline? Yeah. So, the tagline says that the being worrying about tomorrow, it only brings sorrow today and doesn't change tomorrow. So, we are under Krishna's lotus feet. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita. Krishna is controlling his devotees and guiding them back to Godhead. So just keep yourself in the association of Krishna's devotees and you will transcend material time. All right. Stop there. Are there any questions or comments? Yes.
Mi az az eszköz, amivel az irítséget meg tudjuk szüntetni?
What is the tool by which we can cease the envy? We can stop envy.
Oh, what is the tool by which we can stop envy? You know, we really have to develop a strong mood of Vaishnav Seva. I don't think there's anything more important for our communities than a spirit of Dasa Dasanu Das. People who come from out that they don't care what our philosophy is. They just want to taste that loving exchange. So, dadati, pratignati, guyamakati, prichati, bhunte, bojayate, chayva, sadvidim, pritilakshanam. These six kinds of exchanges are very important. Giving gifts and receiving gifts. Revealing one's mind and having someone reveal their mind. Giving gifts may mean giving somebody some mahaprasadam. Or doing some little favor for some devotee. Receiving gifts may mean also the same thing, allowing someone to render a little service. It takes time to listen to someone tell their problems. Often devotees have difficulties. They're away from their former friends, their family. It's a new life. And they need someone just to listen to them. So it's hard work to listen to someone. A lot of times you just want to cut them off and give and have a replay of your own autobiography. They tell you some problem they're having, and then you just say, well, this is what I would do because it always worked for me and I think you should do it this way. But that may not be what they're looking for. They're just looking for a little empathy. So it takes time and effort. It's an expression of your love. And it takes trust to reveal your mind to another person. So many times in the past you revealed your mind to someone and they've just trampled all over you like an elephant. Walked all over you. So you have all your soft inner heart things and you don't want to reveal them to other people. But that's part of a relationship, is revealing one's heart. Bhunkte bojayate chaiva. Giving prasadam, accepting prasadam. Devotees should all take prasadam together. Now, I would say that I like prasadam. I'm a prasadam addict. But there's one thing that I enjoy more, or at least as much, as taking prasadam. And that is serving prasadam. I love to serve devotees prasadam and watch them enjoy. So devotees should take prasadam together. And the leaders of the community should set the example by serving prasadam. In Bombay, we had a system where every day one department would do the prasadam service. Monday was the pujari department, Tuesday was the life membership department, like that. Another day was the managers, the temple president. For a long time I was the temple president. I would be out there serving prasadam. It was so much, so nice. And all the assistant managers, we would serve prasadam. So if you want to curb down envy individually in your own heart or collectively in your community, cultivate service to other Vaishnavas. Serving others puts one in a humble position and destroys false pride. False pride is the younger sister of envy. Any other question?
What is the point when we completely understand and become conscious of the difference between the soul and the body?
Well, if you're Narad Muni, it happens like lightning and thunder simultaneously. That's how he described in the Bhagavatam. When he took birth again, he said it was like lightning and thunder simultaneously that he realized his spiritual identity. For most of us, it's a gradual process. What is that verse? Bhakti parishanu bhavo viraktir anyatra chaisa trika eka kala prapadyamanasya yatashnya tasyus tushti pushti shudapayo nugasam. Just as someone is hungry and weak, as they get some nice prasad, we're approaching the end of class now, so there's a good... Just as someone gets some nice prasad and puts it in their mouth, their taste is satisfied. Their hunger is dissipated, their hunger is fulfilled, and their strength returns to their body. So for one who practices bhakti, simultaneously he becomes aware of his spiritual identity, he develops attraction for Krishna, and he engages in loving service.
Ő párhuzamosan felismeri a ezt a különbséget, szeretnék ezt Krisnát és lefoglalja magát a szolgálatban.
It's a very nice verse. If you read that verse, it explains nicely. You know that verse?
Huh?
Bhakti Parishanu Bhavu. You know? Manjari knows it. She knows more verses than anyone. Huh? I don't know, it's somewhere in my head and somewhere in the Shastras. let's see. I think it's from... No, it's not the Bhagavatam, I don't know.
Anyway.
Any other questions? There is a kind of threshold. You know that word, huh?
Wow, great.
Where feelings come to a point that they get out of control. For example, someone may have a fear that people have been killed by cars going in the road. So one may be very careful about walking on the road. But someone who gets a really strong fear may stay in their house all day and never come outside. Now caution about cars driving quickly on the road is good, but when it goes too far that you do something stupid, it's definitely a good state of consciousness to think that at any moment I could be kicked out of this body. One of the greatest sages, his name was, or is, I don't know, he may still be there, Lomasha Rishi. He lived, yes.
Lomasha
Rishi. So, he started practicing his austerities around the beginning of creation. And he lived through all the yugas. He was there with the Pandavas. And he was telling them about when he had met Lord Ramachandra. So anyway, there's a story about Lomasha Rishi that he was on the beach doing his meditation.
Van egy történet róla, hogy ült a tengerparton, és meditációt végzett.
So he was so detached that he didn't make any arrangement to protect himself from the hot sun, the noonday sun. So his disciples wanted to construct a little house for him. A bhajan kutir. So they approached him to ask him, "Can Guruji, can we build you a bhajan kutir so the sun won't burn you?" Even though he was living millions of years, he said to his disciples, "Why take so much trouble? Life is so short." We should definitely be aware that these houses that we're building for ourselves, the families that we're making, everything we're doing, we're going to be separated from it relatively quickly. Now, we shouldn't let that feeling come to the point where we think, "Oh, what's the use? I won't work anymore because it's all going to be destroyed anyway, so..." We're working not for our own sense gratification, we're working for the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga. And that is eternal. It's these material things that we have no information about how long they will last. So you should be detached to the point that you, every day, you remember that all of this, all of my material opulence will be finished, but you also have the consciousness that I'm using it in Krishna's service and it is beneficial. And if Krishna takes it away, fine. If Krishna gives me more, I'll engage it in his service. Just like that verse we were studying the other day from the Bhagavad Gita, "Karmanyeva dikaraste maapalechu kadachana. Ma karma faletu burmate sangostva karmani." You have a right to do your prescribed duty, but you should not be attached to the fruits. Or another verse, "Anasrita karma phalam karyam karma karotiya sasanyasicha yogicha na niragnir na chakriya." The real sannyasi is not one who does no work. The real sannyasi is one who works and uses the fruits for Radha Shyam Sundar service. So you have to somehow be balanced in your mind. And if you find that you're not, then you should read and think about why you're attached. Kunti Devi was praying to Krishna, "Please cut my attachments, even from my family members."
És pont ide Júli imádkozott Krisna az, hogy kérlek vágd el a ragaszkodásaimat még a családtagokkal is.
I was listening to an initiation lecture by Srila
Prabhupada.
And Prabhupada was explaining the verse Om Apavitra Pavitro Va Sarva Vastam Gatopi Va. And he was saying how he started out by saying that these instructions for new initiates and then he said, why new initiates? This is instruction for all of us. It is not that now I have taken initiation and everything is finished, I passed the exam, now I'm successful, now I'm Krishna conscious, and I stop endeavoring. Every day you get up in the morning, it's a new challenge to maintain your Krishna consciousness. Until you get out of the material world and go back to Krishna Loka, there is going to be an influence of Maya trying to attack you. There's no free ride. Every day you have to struggle with your mind and your senses. Why every day, every moment? But as you become more experienced, it will become more natural for you. And gradually you'll enjoy your service, you'll enjoy Mangalarti, you'll enjoy Kirtan, you'll enjoy Prasadam. And it'll be so much a part of your life that you'll feel very strange when you're with non-devotees. One of the most uncomfortable or foreign experiences that devotees have is when they go home to spend a few weeks with their parents and their family. And you feel out of place, you feel confused, you feel disoriented. You know, it's not like, come on, Mom, Dad, it's time for Mangal Arati. Mom, did you offer the prasad to Krishna? They're in a different universe. And we're in Krishna's universe. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.